and therefore we've deceived ourselves about what prophecy is. And this mentality in Adventism about what prophecy is one of the most destructive things in Adventism today, because prophecy is the thing that is designed by the Lord to accomplish our most important work. Selected Messages, Book 1, page 121 says, "A revival of true godliness among us is the greatest and most urgent of all our needs. To seek this should be our first work." We need a revival. And in Testimonies to Ministers, page 114, it says, "When we as a people understand what this book, Revelation, means to us, there will be seen among us a great revival." You just can't get around the fact that our greatest need is for a revival. Look at the condition of God's people today. But we're clearly told the revival comes from prophecy. And brothers and sisters, the revival doesn't come because God's people have an understanding of the traditional position on Daniel 2, Daniel 7, and Daniel 8. The revival comes through prophecy, the same way the revival came to the Millerite movement. There was a prophetic understanding that became present truth, and it consumed the Millerites. They recognized the end of the world was here, and they had a responsibility to push that message to the limits. It's that same understanding of the prophetic message that the Millerites have that will have to be assimilated by God's people at the end if God's people are going to be taking part in this final revival. And if you and I simply have the attitude that what Uriah Smith wrote in the book Daniel and Revelation is the full measure of prophetic understanding and we don't need any more, then we're not going to be digging like we should be if we're going to come into an understanding of the truths of prophecy that are fulfilling around us and the truths of prophecy that are designed by God to bring a revival in our individual experience. Brothers and sisters, this is a serious understanding. It's a serious understanding. When the Millerites were out presenting their messages to the people during the Millerite movement, they weren't presenting prophecy as a doctrine. They were presenting prophecies as present truth, a solemn present truth. They were telling people the end of the world was coming based on this prophecy, this prophecy, this prophecy. And in our evangelism that takes place in Adventism today, we're simply quoting the doctrines of prophecy.